Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. We have found the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who brings us truth and grace.
Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and he stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is mean translated Peter. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Today, John's Gospel, in a simple way, narrated the discipleship, the first disciples, how they meet Jesus and how they follow him. So simple. The question first Jesus asked them, "What are you looking for?" And the answer is very strange. "Where do you live?" I think at the back, they are not searching for some peace of this person. If he comes from a peaceful family, surely there is peace. So they ask, "Where do you live?" And Jesus said, "Come and see." The gospel didn't say what they have saw, they have seen, but they stayed. Surely, when they meet Jesus in his home, they must be our Heavenly Mother, Mother Mary. She's the one who welcomed them also. So beautiful, this calling through a family, a blessed family. And then the second thing is, Andrew strictly went to see his brother Peter. Before that, he was called Simon. "Come, we have found the Messiah." So when Simon came to see Jesus, meet Jesus, the first word Jesus said, "You are Peter, the rock." The calling is so simple. I think we, all of us, are called in this way, in a very simple way, strict way. It's important that we have to ask ourselves, are we still following Jesus? Are we really living His Spirit? This is important. Jesus never left us alone. Only we left Him alone. Let us ask the Lord to give us this grace, start again to follow Him, to live His Spirit on a daily basis, put our future in His hand, and deliver every present moment. Jesus is looking at us, at us. Let us also look back to Him and tell Him, Jesus, we trust in You.